Patient's name is Janet Kennedy. First name J-A-N-E-T. Last name K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Date of birth is 4/7/1962. Date of service is 5/3/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 60-year-old female presents to the clinic for a follow-up of her motor vehicle accident that did occur on 4/28/2022. Patient states that she was the driver of a Ford Taurus, which was driving on 59 at highway speeds. Whenever she did become involved in an accident with another Honda Civic at freeway speeds, airbags did deploy. Patient was wearing her seat belt. She is currently complaining of neck, upper back, chest, hip, left leg pain. States that she is having chest wall pain. And whenever she takes a deep breath, they did go to St. Luke's Hospital in Lufkin, where she did receive an entire pan scan of her body due to the significance of the accident, in which they stated she just had major contusions, but no significant fractures or internal bleeding. Allergies to penicillin. Current medications was discussed with the patient, and they are placed in the chart. Medical history, hypertension, and COPD. Surgical history. She's had multiple surgeries, including a hip replacement on that left leg. Social history. She denies drugs or ETOH, but she does smoke a half a pack a day. Social correction. ROSCHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 128 over 59, heart rate 55, respiratory 16, temp 98, so 295, and she weighs 189.4. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Her mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion. Chest S1, S2, bradycardia, respirations even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, a little diminished in the lower lobes. Abdomen is soft. She does have tenderness to the front of her body across her chest, starting from her left upper shoulder, radiating down between her breast to her right lower quadrant. That does show heavy contusion, bruising. Right breast is completely contused, bruised, purple and black from the seatbelt marks. Extremities, she has some range of motion, but she does have more difficulty with that left leg where she did have that hip replacement, and she is having increased difficulty with complete extension. Neuro, she's ANO times 4. Her gait is steady. Her skin's warm, dry. There's no rash. There is no lesions. However, she does have several contusions throughout her body, especially due to her seatbelt marks across her abdomen, lower abdomen, and then again beginning from her left shoulder, radiating down between her breast and to her right lower quadrant. Back, she does have some point tenderness to her thoracic spine. No contusions noted there. Assessment and plan number one. thoracic spine pain, number 2 whiplash, number 3 chest wall pain, number 4 left leg and hip pain. We are going to have the patient sign a release for medical records so we can put them in the chart and see all of the test results that were done at St. Luke's Lufkin Hospital. Once that is done, we will review all of those results. They did give her Tylenol 3 upon discharge. I'm going to go ahead and review her PMP and give her just a prescription of Tylenol 3, which will only consist of 15, and then some Flexeril. Due to her major contusion throughout her torso, I don't want to give her any NSAIDs, but I do want her to follow back up with me in a few weeks to evaluate how she's doing, but I do think that she is a great candidate for physical therapy. So we'll see how she's doing in a few weeks and then go from there. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.